Welcome to the Elevate Your Life podcast with Evelyn Kelly. I'm your host, Evie, life and business coach, and I'm here to support you to create unstoppable self-belief and confidence so that you can create the abundant life and profitable business you truly love and deserve. Join me for soulful yet straight-talking chats with epic humans, juicy D&Ms with me, and loads of inspiration so that you can be the best version of yourself and share your authentic magic with the world. Are you with me? Here we go. Hi, gorgeous one. Welcome back to the Elevate Your Life podcast. I'm Evie. I'm your host, life and business coach. So excited to be here. And thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you're well. I hope you're doing so well. I hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful day wherever you're tuning in from. And thanks for joining me again. Excited for today's conversation. And I was like, what am I going to talk about today? I had a whole lot of ideas in my podcasting spreadsheet, which I use and go back to from time to time for ideas and planning and guest interviews and all of those things. Anyway, I really wanted to talk about this concept because it's something that I have journeyed through, something that I'm continuing to embody and refine and work on myself. And I think it's going to support every single business owner. In fact, even if you don't have a business, I think you can apply much of this into your own personal life as well, or any area of your life, which I really hope that you can with many of these concepts on the podcast here. So I think it's going to be really relevant, really supportive for you. And yeah, I'm excited to dive into today's conversation. I'm going to speak to the topic, but I also want to give you some ideas around things to, like, practical things that you can do to support yourself through this, and also some mantras or mindsets that you might like to adopt as well to support you here. So what am I talking about? I'm talking about when shit hits the fan in business. Like, WTF, what do you do? When shit hits the fan, what do you do? And how can you support yourself through this? So this is a really big topic and concept, and I just want to open up this concept. I feel like I'm going to talk about this more and more in many ways. But yeah, just really felt like this deserved its own podcast episode. And maybe many podcast episodes. Maybe there's going to be more thoughts and experiences and things to share in this realm in time to come, which I believe there probably will be. But really excited just to dive in today and share what's been coming up for me with clients and how you can support yourself through this. Because let's just first preface this whole thing about, like, what do you do when shit hits the fan in your business? And you can also, like I said, apply this to life in many ways. So what do you do? I think the biggest thing that I want to share here is that life is going to life, and business is going to business, and shit is going to hit the fan. And I think the biggest thing that I want to share here, and the first thing that I think we need to start to be okay with, is that life and business is messy, and that things will pop up. You will experience challenges in your business. Like, nothing is smooth sailing, and business certainly isn't smooth sailing. That's not to mean that anything's wrong, though, and that's one of the bigger concepts that I want to chat to as well, is that, yeah, firstly, just, like, allowing that to be true and just fully accepting the fact that life and business is messy and that things are going to happen. There's going to be hiccups along the way. There are ebbs and flow in business. There's going to be some highs and some lows. There's going to be challenging moments. There's going to be challenging conversations. There's going to be challenging decisions that you need to make in your business. And from time to time, shit will hit the fan. Shit will hit the fan. And that's okay. That's a part of the experience. That's a part of business. That's a part of anything, I believe. It's a part of life. And it's really these challenges. And if we can view it in this way, if we could just flip that mindset, it's really these challenges that are encouraging us to grow, to become, you know, better humans, better business owners, to refine what it is that we do, to up-level our mindset, to build more resilience and confidence and self-trust along the way. These challenges are designed to support us to grow and evolve as humans and our businesses as well. And so they're not inherently bad. You know, challenges or when shit hits the fan is not inherently bad. But what happens with us humans, right, is that we see something that's quote unquote bad or a challenge or an obstacle or, you know, a curve in the road, whatever it might be, our minds label that as bad, or we label it as wrong, or like, oh my goodness, shit's hit the fan and there's shit everywhere and I've got to clean up this big mess and I don't even know where to start. And we can make it into meaning something bad or wrong about the business or about the decision that you've made or about ourselves. And that is not what we want to do here. I think that's the biggest problem. And it's the same with anything, is that our mind just likes to label things or judge things to be good or bad or to be wrong or right or, you know, whatever it is. But actually having neutrality in business is so important. It's something that I've absolutely learnt and still learn to refine and develop and hone this skill and this mindset of not making things wrong in my business or not making me wrong in the business or in my life. And actually that when these things happen in our lives and our businesses, that it's not inherently wrong or bad. It is a challenge, yes. But we can choose to either see this as, oh my goodness, shit's hit the fan, like worst case scenario. We can, you know, hold on to that negative mindset, or we can catastrophize or ruminate on it, or like spiral into this mindset of like doom and gloom and fear and scarcity and like, oh my goodness, what's wrong? Everything's broken, etc. You know, and we've all had this from time to time, right? We're all humans. We've all had these moments in our lives and our businesses, past experiences where we've been like, oh my goodness, I can see that I made it bigger than it actually was, or I made it mean something that I probably didn't need to make it mean. Or yeah, I catastrophized a little bit, or I got caught in the spiral or caught in that moment or caught in a negative mindset or in fear or in scarcity. And so let's not, you know, and again, we don't want to judge ourselves for that. That's okay. That's normal. Like, we'll just let that pass by. But I think you have an opportunity here and a decision to make here that actually I'm just not going to continue to do that mindset or that behavior or that pattern for myself. And instead, I'm going to try and practice more neutrality in my business, perhaps more neutrality in your life as well. So I'm not going to spiral or start to judge or blame or make things or people or the business wrong in any way. So I believe that it's a choice. It's firstly accepting that, yeah, there's going to be challenges, that it's not all rainbows and butterflies, that business is challenging. It's this real dynamic thing, right? I feel like business is one of those things. This is partly why I love it so much, because it is so dynamic and we can be growing and tweaking and refining and trying new things and perfecting it, or, you know, quote unquote perfecting it, or refine tuning things. And it can be really exciting. And we're always, you know, it's not that, you know, it's forever changing and growing at the same rate, but I think that, you know, as you've built some beautiful assets and, you know, some foundations in your business, it is about like refining and, you know, refining your messaging, for example, or your sales strategy, or maybe there's a change in your community or your niche or something like that that we want to change in response to, or we see that there's a gap in the market in some way, or we could refine how it is that we service our people so that it's, yeah, so that it's more deeper, richer, more fulfilling, more supportive, getting, you know, greater outcomes, results, etc. So it's this beautiful dynamic thing, I think. And yeah, I just want us to first accept that these challenges and shit hitting the fan is going to happen. It just is. It just is going to happen. And the sooner that you accept that, the better. And then the second part of that is like not spiraling into, well, that means that I'm wrong or the business is wrong, or catastrophizing or spiraling into that fear and scarcity or negative mindset, because that is not supportive for you as a human and it's not supportive for your business either. And that brings me on really nicely to my next point, which I talk about a whole lot, and I'm always teaching clients and reminding them to come back to their CEO mindset, and really using this in times when it feels more challenging, or when there's little hiccups that happen, or when we need to pivot or make some challenging decisions or have hard conversations with ourselves or our clients or our team or whatever it might be. So your CEO mindset, or essentially what this is all about, is removing some of the emotion, the personal emotion that we have as humans that we often bring into our businesses. And you know, I get it, like we're service providers, often we're coaches, creatives, consultants, like what we do, it, you know, our business is a part of us and it is an extension of us. And so, you know, of course we love it and we feel all those emotions, we feel the highs, we feel the lows, we're so deeply invested in this and it matters to us so much. So I see you and I feel that and absolutely agree with you there. However, CEO mindset is really empowering and it's really supportive for building a sustainable business, a profitable business, and doing it for the long haul. It's going to be, yeah, it's going to be, I think, one of the greatest tickets to success. I think it is really important to hone, practice, develop this mindset. So essentially what we do is, yeah, removing any of that personal emotion to making decisions or showing up as the CEO of our business. And for some of you in the earlier stages of your business, you might not identify or like that term CEO. It might feel a bit scary or daunting, but you are the CEO of your business. You are driving this forward. Even if you have team members, you're still the CEO. You're still making the decisions. You're still supporting the growth of your business. You're still doing it, yeah? Even if you do have team, even if you do have a coach, ultimately, you are the CEO of your business. And so you decide those decisions, you make the calls, you get to map this out, which is a really empowering thing. Yeah, you can see it as like overwhelming, daunting, but actually I think what would be really supportive for you here to do is actually seeing it as a really empowering thing. And so if you can take away some of the emotion that we get caught up into as humans away from remove some of that emotion away when you are in your CEO, when you are making decisions for your business, that is going to be so helpful. So it means that, you know, when you've got a challenging conversation to have or you're making a decision in your business, it can be easy to be like, oh, well, I don't feel like that, or that feels a little bit stretchy or scary, or I'm nervous about what they're going to say, or, oh, I don't know. And so the human part of you is like, oh, I've got all these emotions, it feels icky or scary, I don't want to do that. And so I pull back, or I don't make a really empowered decision here that's going to support the health and the growth of my business. And so what's really empowering and a really beautiful thing to do for yourself and your business is just to allow yourself to be human, have those emotions and experiences, release that, and then come back into your CEO mindset and be like, okay, if I was the CEO of this company, how would I be showing up? What decisions do I need to make? What's really important for the health of the business? What's really important for my profit margins? You know, what's really important for the overall brand and direction that I'm going in? Those kind of questions, yeah, you can come back to. And if you can make decisions from that place, it is more of that level-headed neutrality that I think is really supportive and really helpful in business, full stop, but especially when shit is hitting the fan, especially when there's the challenges or the bumps along the road or the hard conversations or decisions that you need to make, is to remove some of those emotions and come back to, yeah, CEO mindset and that place of neutrality. So something that's really supported me specifically in this realm is this mindset and this belief system that I choose to feed and I choose to believe and foster is that nothing is ever a problem or nothing is ever quote unquote wrong in my business. So I'm not wrong. My business is not wrong. I don't have to burn everything to the ground and start from scratch. You know, I don't need to spiral into, oh, you know, maybe there's a problem with a client payment that's come through, for example, or maybe someone's ghosted you online, or maybe, you know, this beautiful piece of content that you thought was going to hit the mark falls flat or doesn't get the engagement that you're really hoping to, or perhaps someone says no on a sales call, or, you know, any number of these things, whatever it looks like, any challenge, any hiccup, anything quote unquote that might be a little bit negative or wrong or bad, or, you know, whatever the mind says to label it as, is actually be like, actually nothing's wrong. That's okay. I'm not wrong. The business is not wrong. Like, it's all okay. And coming from that really safe, calm, grounded, level-headed neutrality in your business is so, so supportive. I can't like highlight and underscore this point enough. So a mindset, a mantra is like, nothing's wrong in my business. There is no problem here. Nothing is ever a problem. I can always solve these quote unquote problems. I can find solutions. I can make decisions that are really empowering for me and my business. Like, nothing is ever wrong. Nothing is ever a problem. I got this. So feel free to use any of those mantras or affirmations, mindsets that you want to start to adopt that might support you in this process to adding a layer of neutrality and that centered calmness, groundedness, so that you can then make really beautiful, empowered strategic decisions for yourself and for your business. The other concept that I often share with clients of mine in Runway and my mastermind and one-to-one is this idea that your business is like a science experiment. And just seeing it like a science experiment, that we're maybe not constantly, but often we're coming back to refining or tweaking or adding in something or subtracting something. And when you see it like a science experiment, I think it takes away some of that emotion. Like, it really helps you with your CEO mindset. And it really helps you see it as this beautiful dynamic thing. So it's much of what I've shared earlier in this podcast around actually just seeing it as this beautiful dynamic thing that we can refine and tweak, we can play around with, we can trial out a new strategy if need be, or a little bit of a messaging tweak, or changing something in your funnel, or, you know, how the energy that it is that you show up with, or whatever it might be. Like, all of these things, I can just see it as like a little potion. You know, you're in the science lab, you've got your goggles on, and you've got this beautiful potion brewing. And you're just like a little eyedropper of like dropping one of this in or that in and just seeing how it goes and refining and tweaking it, because that's obviously going to give you feedback and it's going to give you information that's really supportive for you to then keep moving forward or refining this beautiful potion that you're brewing, this beautiful business, this profitable, abundant, sustainable business that you are creating. So seeing it like a science experiment can be really helpful for, yeah, taking away some of that emotion, coming into your CEO mindset, and seeing it as this beautiful dynamic thing that I'm tweaking and refining and shifting and changing. And that's not to say that, you know, we never kind of start again from scratch. We don't burn it all to the ground. We don't get rid of the potion. It's that little fine tunings of it. And I think that, you know, once you're at that stage in business where you have laid some beautiful foundations, and you do have a lot of information around your ideal clients and the way that you want to serve your people, and, you know, you're building your community and all of these wonderful things, right? It is about refining and tweaking so that you can build and grow and scale in a really aligned, authentic way and a sustainable way as well. And I like to think of this as well, giving you that permission for your business to evolve as you do. Giving yourself permission for your business to evolve as you do. I feel like actually that should be a podcast episode in and of itself. That's a really good idea. I should pop that down for later. But I really believe this to be true. I have certainly seen it in my own personal business journey. And, you know, even in the different season of my life and how my business can change or tweak slightly, or, you know, it aligns with what's really important to me at the time, or my values or my time capacity, for example, or yeah, like it can grow with you and evolve with you. And I think that, you know, one of the mindsets and challenges that I think a lot of us have, in this, especially in those earlier stages of business where we're refining who we are and who is our niche and our ideal clients and how do we want to serve them and things like that, and what title or name are we going to go by, and sometimes they feel like really big, heavy decisions. And I hear you, and I remember feeling the same way. So just normalizing that, but also just zooming out and realizing that we stress and agonize over these small little decisions in our business, and we think that they're these massive things, but actually they don't need to be. And you don't need to feel limited by only staying in one area or only having one ideal client or one niche and one title, and that has to be it for the rest of your life or for the rest of your business. It doesn't need to be that way. It certainly isn't. In fact, if your business doesn't grow and evolve over the years as you do, then it's almost like, maybe there's a little red flag there, or maybe we do need to refine it slightly so that it is really aligned to you, or that is meeting the market, or, you know, it is responsive to the current situation and climate and all of those wonderful things, right? So just allowing yourself and giving yourself that permission to make the best decision that you know and have right now with the information that you have right now, which feels, you know, best, most aligned, most intuitively guided, etc., and strategically guided right now, and the permission for it to evolve and grow and change. And nothing is ever like completely fixed or finite in your business. Nothing is completely fixed or finite in your business. And that's a wonderful thing. So seeing it as the science experiment, tweaking, refining, seeing it as this beautiful dynamic thing, seeing it as something that can grow and evolve over time as you do, as you up level, you know, it can support you in different seasons of your life in different ways. Or your life situation and season can also influence your business in really positive ways. Or, you know, it's a dynamic thing. So I hope that that's really supportive about just challenging that mindset and seeing it in a different way, seeing it as this beautiful dynamic thing, as a science experiment, tweaking, refining, changing, up-leveling, evolving and growing, having that level of neutrality and removing any of that emotion or labeling wrong or bad or any of that kind of stuff. And lastly, I really wanted to spend some time on talking about failure in business, in your journey, because I think it's a biggie. And so when I was sharing this topic right at the start of the podcast episode, when shit hits the fan, our mind often goes to worst case scenario, or it makes it mean something for us. It labels it as wrong or bad or maybe as failure. And I think that there's this perception that when we find our soul's work or our calling or our purpose or the thing that we freaking love to do, and yeah, when we find that thing and it makes us feel so alive, so passionate, so lit up, so on purpose, so deeply fulfilled doing what it is that we love to do, right? And that's a big reason why you're doing it. That's a big reason why you're here. But what I often see, and I've experienced this myself and shared this with many clients and had conversations around this through our coaching experiences, is that because it's our soul's work and because we love it so much and we think that, yeah, it feels like us, it feels really aligned and authentic, that we have this perception that it's going to be easy, that it should just flow, that things should just land in my lap, that I should just be this magnet to all of the things that are for me. And that, you know, my client should just miraculously occur, or they should be, you know, served up on this beautiful silver platter for me. And it should be really easeful and in flow and all of these wonderful things, right? And I want to say there absolutely is and can be an element of that. But I think it's really, it's doing you a disservice to think about your business as being really easy because it's aligned to you, or because it's your soul's work, or because it's your calling and your purpose, or a part of that. Because I think what happens there is that then what happens is we see any little hiccup along the road or any little quote unquote problem or when things really hit the fan, then we spiral and we think that we've failed, or we think that I'm not cut out for business, or we think that I'm just on the wrong path here and I shouldn't be doing that. And that is so not true. I mean, there might be a small percentage of you who hand on your heart intuitively know, and you check in with yourself time and time and time again that maybe this is not for you. However, most of you here listening to this, if you've had the calling, if it is your intuitive yes, and you love what you do and you want to make this work, and yeah, you are so aligned to this. This is deeply your authentic magic, your calling. Then like challenges and shit hitting the fan and wobbles along the road and hard work is required, is a part of the journey. There are going to be trade-offs that you need to make in your business journey to make this happen. There is hard work and love and time and energy and effort that you need to put into your business, just like anything in life. It can definitely feel easeful. It can definitely feel like you get into flow state often. It can definitely feel like, you know, you've been working for hours and it feels like you've never, you know, you haven't even worked at all today. It can feel like it's not quote unquote work. It can feel really energizing and exciting, and it can make you feel deeply fulfilled and lit up by this and all of those wonderful things, right? Absolutely. Yes, 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 yes. But there will also be hard decisions that you have to make. There will also be trade-offs, especially in the earlier stages, that you need to make. It will require you to put time and love and effort and dedication into your business. It will require you to step up as a human, as a soul-led entrepreneur, as the CEO of your business. It will require you to make those hard decisions, to have those challenging conversations, to put on your CEO mindset, your CEO hat time and time again, and navigate turbulent waters and times. But do you know what? It's freaking worth it. And if this is your soul's calling and your purpose and you love what you do, oh my goodness, it is freaking awesome. And the reward is so great because you've grown as a human, because you've evolved, because you get to do what you love more and more and more and more, because you get to grow this beautifully abundant, successful, sustainable business for yourself, that you get to have the lifestyle as well, all of the positive ripple effects that come off, all of the beautiful impact that you're going to have, the humans that you're going to serve through your soul's work. Absolutely, that is all yours for the taking. But it's not going to be an absence of challenges. That is just a part of the journey. And I will say that I don't think at every level of business, at every stage or up level, I don't think that we don't ever like avoid any of those challenges, right? They're just part of the journey and it is going to be there. Their challenges are just going to look different, or the tough conversations or the tough decisions that you have to make are just going to look different. Yeah. I will say though that it gets easier. And if you do this work around really cultivating your CEO mindset, around building more neutrality in your business, around and yourself, around seeing it as the science experiment, using some of those mantras and affirmations, not making yourself wrong, not thinking that you are a failure or your business is a failure, or that everything is wrong and you have to burn it to the ground, or you're not cut out for this. So if you can do more of this work and really adopt this mindset, I think it's going to support you in so many evolutions and upgrades and up levels in your business journey. It does get absolutely easier, but it's never going to be completely void of mistakes or errors or problems or challenges that happen in your business. They're a part of it. Just accept it. Love on them. It's not a bad thing. It just is. And keep on going. Keep on going. So I hope that was so helpful. I really loved that podcast episode, or at least loved sharing this idea and concept and my thoughts and ideas and mantras and, yeah, experiences with you all. I really hope that was supportive for you. I would love to hear your feedback, your ideas, what landed, what resonated with you. If you loved this podcast episode, please leave me a 5-star review and hit me up in a DM on Instagram and let me know. All the best conversations happen after the episode. And please share it with a friend. If you've got someone, your business bestie, someone who's starting out or who could really benefit from this, would love for you to share that with them. I think that that would be so wonderful to support them first and foremost. And yeah, it's a really an act of service. If you've got anything from this podcast, it is such a beautiful way to pay it forward and share this message and this podcast with so many more humans. All right, gorgeous one. Talk to you soon and keep going, keep showing up, and you got this. Wasn't that epic? For all of the details and things we talked about in today's show, you can check them out in the show notes, and that's over at evelynkelly.co.nz/podcast. And if you can think of anyone who would really benefit from this episode, then please share it with them. And while you're there, I would be so grateful if you could leave me a 5-star review in iTunes so that we can get this podcast out to even more humans and create a ripple effect throughout the world.